So, Tom, why did you decide to do a 5-minute TV show in the past?
I didn't.
What do you mean you didn't?
I had to do it. Otherwise, we couldn't finish our first movie, Delusions of Grandeur.
Because Richard wouldn't let us borrow the camera.
And Richard wouldn't let us borrow the camera.
Unless you did a 5-minute segment with Tamara. It seems like you and her were so angry and sad.
Didn't want to do the segment.
It seems like you and her had a big fight, and she just got done crying, and
she wasn't crying.
No, there was just a misconception.
Yeah, there was a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
A misunderstanding. It seemed like she was pissed off because you were spending too much time with your best friend, Mike, and she didn't like that too much.
That's what Richard thought.
No. That's not how it happened at all.
Really?
No.
All right. Well, anyways, so Tom, what did you think of the two movies you took the video in?
They're the greatest movies ever. You should go out and buy them right now.
Because I was not too happy in this Something Anything. I seen the camera a lot. No, the mic a lot.
Well, we fixed that.
What do you mean you fixed that?
For the DVD, we digitally edited out.
The mic?
Yeah. The microphone.
Are you serious about this?
Yes, I'm serious. Yeah. I spent a lot of time working on that. And it's because that when you're recording video, you don't get to see the whole frame. And that projector actually projects the whole frame onto the screen. If you watched it on TV, you wouldn't even see it at all.
So what's the hardest thing about shooting a movie?
Getting the actors to come.
Yep.
Other than that, it's really easy.
Well, let me ask you this. In your two movies, I felt you should have had a bar scene. Why the hell didn't you have a bar scene in these two movies?
I guess the script didn't call for a bar scene.
I mean, is it hard to shoot a bar scene?
It makes sense that people at a school paper would be going to a bar.
You don't think college students go to bars?
Well, they go to bars, but not the students won't go to the bars together. Most of the people that were making the newspaper, the characters didn't like each other enough to be hanging out in a situation other than working on the paper or in class.
Well, I've seen people in bars hang out that didn't like each other.
Well, not these people.
Well, not these people. They absolutely hate each other.
Well, the first movie, the people were sort of friends.
They were?
Yeah.
Like, which characters would you say were friends?
Which characters were sort of friends?
In the first movie.
Well, didn't some of the characters date each other?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there was some going on, but the one character, it definitely expressed that he didn't want to go to the bar. Because he didn't like going to bars. He said, "I don't want to go to the club."
Yeah. I hope the next movie you have a bar scene. Well,
I'm sure Mike will work that in just for you.
Okay, how come no sports scenes like shooting baskets or at a baseball diamond hitting
there
baseball?
There was a sports scene in Something Anything. The character games. Elton went to join the medieval club.
That was a sport. Jousting or whatever.
Yeah, jousting.
Yeah.
And then it became wrestling.
I wonder if you did an interview on the street, how many consider that medieval jousting a sport?
I'm sure a lot of people would agree that jousting is a sport.
ECC North.
Just ask Sal. He's part of the club. We saw him there that day when we were filming.
I wasn't too impressed when I seen him in net and goaltending. He was getting scored on left and right. Well, anyways, did you help write these two movies?
No.
How come they didn't give you a bigger part in these two movies?
I didn't have a part at all.
In the two movies, you had a part in the Something Anything.
You took the zinger.
We needed an extra.
I know. Well, that's a part.
To make the scene funny.
That's a part.
That's as much as I was needed. I was mostly operating the camera.
Yeah, we needed them behind the camera.
There were only a few scenes where I didn't operate the camera.
Only a few scenes. How come you didn't take more takes in some of these things?
We were very pressed for time. I think we made the movie in, what, 3-4 weeks?
Yeah, 4 weeks.
Okay, so this next movie, how many takes are you going to take per scene?
The next movie, we are going to make it the best as possible. If it takes 100 takes, then we'll be doing 100 takes.
Yeah.
I mean, how many do you plan to take per scene?
You can't say that.
You might get it down and on the first take and then just shoot a couple more just in case.
Yeah, well, what's the average amount of take for a scene?
The average.
We usually, for the first two movies, because it was a project that had a due date.
Four or five
at the most, maybe 10.
Well, didn't one run 15, 16?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But usually, yeah, we did like 3, 4, 5 scenes.
Yeah.
5, 4 takes.
Takes, yeah.
Takes.
So, Tom, you write poetry, short stories, or songs like Mike?
No.
You never help him write these things?
No.
Draw comics?
In high school, we did.
What type of comics do you draw, Tom?
Rickard and Rubato.
Just random stuff.
What sort of random stuff?
Rickard and Rubato.
Yeah, Rickard and Rubato.
What is that?
It's about a guy in his truck, and this robot comes out and helps him along. But the robot's not too smart, and the robot screws up, therefore not really helping the character out.
Oh, wow.
So this robot's got a great thinking mind. He just decides to help this guy out in his truck for some absurd reason.
Well, he likes him, so he helps him out, but he can't quite help him out. But he tries to, and he gets an A for effort.
So this seems sort of kinky. A robot likes a guy.
No.
Does this turn into one of these gay romances?
No, it's not a gay robot. The robot doesn't have sex. It's just a friend.
It's just a friendly robot from outer space
that comes out to help him.
A friendly robot from outer space?
Yeah, he's got different rays on his arms.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have good aim, though, so he tends to hit the wrong people.
Yeah.
Hit the wrong people.
Yeah.
Like he's trying to get someone to...
He has an obsession with this one girl. And instead of using the love ray, I think he...
used the gay ray.
Gay ray. and he missed and he hit some guy.
Are you trying to turn this into an X-rated comic?
No, it's not X-rated at all.
Sounds like it. Are you going to mark...
It has mature themes, but it's not... sex? There's no sex. It's not pornographic.
Is your target market for porn audiences?
No, it is not.
Any other comics that you worked on?
No, I think that was about it.
What's your favorite?
There were a couple miscellaneous.
What's
ones
your favorite TV show of all time?
I don't know.
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld's pretty good. Yeah.
Anything else?
Charlie's Angels.
No. Barney Miller. MASH.
Magnum.
PI.
No.
Starsky and Hutch?
Star Trek?
No.
Are you one of those Trekkies that go to the Trekkie conventions?
No.
You got one of those fake
I don't.
Trekkie guns? No. You don't like no TV shows at all?
I don't watch much TV.
Seinfeld.
Yeah, Seinfeld. That's pretty good. There's not much on TV that's good. Worth watching.
Really? What's your favorite movie of all time?
Moving with Richard Pryor. It's a great movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it, Jim?
Have you ever seen it?
No.
You should go rent it.
Jeff Simon gave it 1 star.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
It's perfect. Perfect comedy.
And what's your favorite director of all time?
Mike Sajecki.
Why? Because he's a Woody Allen disciple?
What?
Rungren disciple.
No, don't you think he's sort of the... A lot of people commented to me that he's nowhere near
as annoying as Woody Allen.
He's a Gen X Woody Allen.
Well, don't you think he tries to act in his movies and direct and like... And then he plays characters like wimpy characters that have a lot of accidents and curse a lot?
Well, that's just Mike.
Wow.
But you don't have a favorite director?
No.
How about a favorite writer?
No.
How about a favorite cereal? How about a favorite food? Favorite breakfast food?
I like eggs.
You like eggs? The incredible edible eggs?
Yes, they are incredible. And editable as well.
What do you like to do for fun, hobbies? Do you play any sports?
No.
You got a rugby shirt. You got to play rugby?
No. I don't know how to play rugby.
What do? You wear that when you go to bars so nobody messes with you? Hey, yeah, I'm exactly. playing on this rugby right. team.
I'm on a rugby team, bitch.
He plays indoor, clean and jerk.
But I can't speak French. But that's the team. But I don't know.
I heard you go to a lot of bars. What's the weirdest bar adventures that you had?
I don't go to a lot of bars.
You don't?
No. Who said this?
I can't name the person. I don't want to get him in trouble. So, I mean, what's your favorite sport?
Hockey.
Hockey?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite hockey player?
I don't have a favorite hockey
player. You don't have a favorite hockey player?
Well, out of all sports, I like hockey the most.
But you don't have a favorite hockey player? No. How about favorite hockey position? Goaltending?
No.
Winger? Defenseman? No.
What? I wasn't aware that that was a hockey player.
Oh, you mean coach.
Coach? Anal retentive coach? No, I mean, did you watch the NHL? Are you talking minor league hockey or?
There's
peewee,
there
midget
no
hockey.
NHL.
What do you mean? They come up with an agreement. There's going to be hockey again.
Thank God.
So what rule changes do you propose in hockey, and what changes? Since a lot of people are bitching that it's become such a boring game with a lack of goal scoring.
More blood.
More blood, more fights?
Fighting is always a good thing to watch.
Yeah.
Anything else besides?
It makes it very interesting because all of a sudden people start fighting. teeth go flying and... It's a good time. Good family sport.
So how about a shootout at the end of the game so you don't have ties?
That would be good.
I'm sort of wondering if he knew what I was asking. Do you know what a shootout is?
No, I don't know what a shootout is.
But you really don't have a favorite hockey player. That shocks me.
Emilio Estevez.
Mighty Ducks.
Coach Bob Bay.
What about soccer? Do you like the world's most popular sport, soccer?
No, I do not like football.
Okay. What about NFL football? Do you like that? Do you follow the Bills at all?
No.
You don't follow the Bills at all?
No, I don't.
You never went to a Bills game in your life?
I went to one Bills game.
And what'd you think of it?
The beer was good.
The beer was good?
Yeah.
And then you had your worst to hangover the next day?
Not the worst.
No, that was by far the worst.
But, I mean, after going to a game that didn't, hook you, what did you hate about the game?
No, I just don't.
I don't
have an interest in it. I mean, yes, it was a fun time was had by all, but.
But that means it just doesn't. You don't like to play a sport just as a way to working out and get exercise, and time goes by fast.
No.
What do you like to do, say for exercise?
Get up.
Walk.
Walk
to the, walk down the stairs. Walk through the house.
How about bike riding? Do you like bike riding?
My bike doesn't operate.
What the hell happened to it? Did you ride it when you're drunk and run into a tree?
No, I don't condone the drunk bicycling.
You don't condone it?
No.
Well, do you got any witty sayings or poems or songs you want to share with the people out there?
No, I do not.
Well, do you got any message to the young people that are listening to this show?
Stay up.
Crack kills.
Crack kills. Well, do you got anything to say to the people out there that might promote world peace?
Pussies.
What was your favorite late night snack food?
What? Well, looks like we're out of time.
Well, I hate to tell you this, Tom, but we're out of time. I know you're greatly disappointed when you heard that.
So, I don't know what I'm going to do now.
But I know you're very sad about that. But anyways, thanks for the interview, Tom. And,
yeah, no problem.
And you must be thrilled the NHL is coming back.
Yeah, it's coming back.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom. You too.